From WGCU News, I'm Amy Tardiff. The rate of babies born prematurely increased in 2015, both in Florida and nationally, according to this year's March of Dimes Premature Birth Report Card. WGCU's John Davis reports.
According to the March of Dimes annual report, Florida's rate of premature births rose slightly last year over the year before to 10%. The nationwide rate increased for the first time in 8 years to 9.6%. Both earned C grades in the March of Dimes analysis. Gainesville OBGYN Dr. Karen Harris is chair of the Maternal Child Health Committee for the March of Dimes in Florida. She says interventions such as quitting smoking, avoiding pain medications, and getting chronic medical conditions under control before getting pregnant all help reduce the risk of a premature birth. She also encourages birth spacing.
Having a baby every year is not a good idea in terms of prematurity. It's too much on the mother's body. The optimal spacing to have your lowest risk of a preterm baby is about a baby every 2 years.
The report also highlights racial disparities in rates of premature birth. The preterm birth rate among Black women in Florida is 46% higher than that of all other women in the state. Geographically, the March of Dimes data allows public health officials to identify premature birth hotspots down to the neighborhood level. Last month, the March of Dimes launched 13 region-based teams throughout Florida to target hotspots. The March of Dimes has set a goal of reducing the U.S. preterm birth rate to 8.1% by 2020. John Davis, WGCU News.